The state's new COVID exposure app for cell phones has reached over 600,000 downloads in less than a week. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Warshavsky explains how it works and the privacy concerns some have about using it.
The new app for iPhone and Androids, a tool to let people know they may have been exposed to COVID, was launched Thursday. The state's chief operating officer, Josh Jabal, says unfortunately the governor's office got a chance to test it out right away when his press secretary, Max Reese, tested positive on Friday night.
Several of the people who had been identified by Max as close contacts did, in fact, receive the alert, so it works.
On some iPhones, all you have to do is go to Settings and turn on Exposure Notifications.
And then what happens is it starts tracking who you've been around using the Bluetooth functionality. And if someone you've been within 6 feet for 15 minutes or more, and that person tests positive and types in their code, then you'll get an anonymous notification on the phone alerting you that you've been in close contact and gives you instructions about what to do.
Jabal says the goal is that if enough people download it, it will help break the chain of transmission.
Apple and Google indicate that you really want to get at least 15% of the population activated to start getting some public health benefit from this, and we already passed that in less than a week.
He says the state waited a little longer than some others to make sure there are no privacy concerns when it comes to the app. David McGuire, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut, says they have been taking a look at a lot of COVID tracing apps locally and nationally.
It looks like, from what we can tell, that some of the proximity tracking does safeguard people's privacy, and there's not centralized information in a way that would undermine people's privacy in a really profound way.
McGuire says they believe there is no reason to trade civil liberties for public health, but says he's cautiously optimistic Connecticut's app can help without compromising security. Ali Warshavsky, Connecticut Public Radio.